Wow.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Missing. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have Carly. She's the blonde.
Hiya.
Carly's coming at us with another Straight Up Missing person.
All right. Today, we're talking about Latricia Steele. This is like a very close to home story because not only does it happen locally, a family member of mine knew her and her family.
Stop it.
So Latricia Steele, she was 27 years old when she was last seen on May 1st, 2008. Around 2 p.m. that day, she had left her home that she shared with her mom in the 1100 block of Webster Street in Schenectady, New York, the Mount Pleasant area. So Latricia had said she'll be back in 2 hours to pick up her two young children, two-year-old daughter Alicia and six-month-old son Kason. She had four children total, but the two children that were there with her mom, Ethel, she said, I'll be back in 2 hours to come pick them up. After picking up her kids, she was planning on attending a barbecue with some friends. When she left, which was on foot because she didn't have a car at the time, Latricia went and cashed a check, then ran some personal errands. She never returned home. She never arrived at the barbecue and has never been seen or heard from again. Just walked away and that's it. So one of the personal errands Latricia ran the day that she went missing was apparently a doctor's appointment that she, I guess, did go to or at least was checked in or whatever. Earlier that day, she had told a female friend that she was pregnant and she was planning on seeing the doctor that day to see how far along she was. But her family didn't know necessarily of any pregnancy. She'd only told the female friend. Now, there were a couple of strange things that happened in the weeks before Latricia went missing. About 2 weeks before she went missing, Latricia had asked her half-sister to take care of her two youngest children for a month. And her sister agreed to do it with the stipulation that she would be given temporary legal custody. So Latricia refused this for some reason. And then her brother actually offered to take the children in instead, but she turned him down also. But another interesting detail is that Latricia had recently accused her youngest child's father of rape. And his trial was supposed to start in May 2008, the same month that she disappeared. Wow. And she was supposed to testify against him. He was reportedly in jail when she disappeared and apparently had no information on her whereabouts, but that is just an extremely interesting timing to me.
Absolutely.
It's very uncharacteristic of Latricia to leave without any warning or abandon her children in such a manner. Her mother, Ethel, said that she seemed fine when she left that day. She was just going to come back in a couple hours. That was it. And that she had never stayed away before. They would usually speak at least once a day on the phone, and she had not heard from her at all. Latricia did own a prepaid cell phone that is also missing. The police had tried calling the number a few times, but there was no answer and no calls were ever made from the phone. And the phone stopped working soon after that. She was also receiving disability payments for a back injury that she had. And the checks continued to come in the mail after she went missing, but they were uncashed. After Latricia disappeared, her two eldest children were placed with their father, her ex-husband, and her two youngest, Alicia and Kason, were placed with their grandmother, Ethel. Latricia would be 40 years old at the time of this recording. She's described as a white female with blonde hair and blue eyes, but her hair was dyed blonde at the time of her disappearance. She is naturally brown hair. She is between 5'4" and 5'6", 100 and 125 pounds. And again, like we said, she may have been pregnant at the time when she went missing. Latricia has the following tattoos. She has a tiger on her ankle, a flower with writing on her lower back, a leopard on her leg, a ribbon with the name Sean, S-H-A-W-N, on her left arm, and the word Kason on her chest. Her ears, tongue, and nose are pierced. She also had a couple nicknames, Trish and Titi. And she also may use the last names Zasa or Zasa hyphen Steele, which is her mother's last name. She was last seen wearing a black sweatshirt, blue jeans, and black shoes. And anyone with any information on Latricia's disappearance or her current whereabouts is encouraged to call the Schenectady Police Department at 518-788-6566.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.